Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. Us BBM, Bumbo Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre callings on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Have your say, and Yarn Armstrong, add to the conversation here. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the Delhi country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. A big shout out also to SIMA, Torres Strait Island Media Association, who joined us for this Delhi program today, National Talk Black via NERS, National News Radio Service. 4MW, big shout out to you, Mobs. So thank you very much, all the brothers up there, all my sisters up there, and just acknowledge my mob, all my people, my father's side, Wanya Gunga leader, Dumiji, Burketown and Mornington Island, and my mother's side with me in spirit, the beautiful mum, and that's Darnley Isle and Erib, all the Sailor Pit mob, big shout out, one love. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. I'll jump straight in, going to catch up a yarn there with Dr. Scott Winch, Senior Policy Advisor at World Vision Australia. Cultural immersion, the latest push to improve awareness of Indigenous lives and history. Indigenous pupils face a digital divide. So there it is on the line. Dr. Scott, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, Trevor. Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Doctor, where are you based?
I'm based in Wollongong, down in Darawal country.
Yes. Beautiful. Cold end that way for this little black duck, but yeah, fantastic. I was there paying far north. Now, talk about the cultural immersion. Let's push to improve awareness of Indigenous lives and history, and Indigenous pupils face a digital divide. So paint the picture regarding the digital divide.
Okay, yeah. So the digital divide report we launched a couple of months ago, and basically it was come out of the fact that when COVID occurred, a lot of education went online. Schools shut down for a bit.
Mm.
And it's been a long time issue, but it was just kind of amplified with COVID that our First Nations students really don't have the level of access they need to have equity in education online. So... yeah,
well, if you look at it, First Nation people, we are behind in regarding the literacy and numeracy, and we're talking about closing the gap here. So you're saying that COVID-19 has widened that gap?
Yeah, potentially. I don't think there's any data out yet.
Sure.
But, we know that basically every indicator, I think, in literacy and numeracy is the only one where there's some improvements in closing the gap, but every other measure, basically, our kids are basically, well behind the rest of the population. And as the world evolves and becomes more online, then this is going to be a increasing problem and something that really needs to be addressed if we're going to have a sort of real go at addressing education disparity.
Well, exactly. So we need to tackle it now in regards to moving forward into the future and make the foundation strong in regard to literacy and numeracy for First Nation people, First Nation students.
Yeah, so we know that about one in four First Nations households don't have internet access. So students in those households aren't able to access online education that's the way it's moving. And then we also know that a third of First Nations people accessing online, the internet, are doing on their phone. So, pretty much impossible to write a report.
Well, exactly.
The level of education you need just on a mobile phone.
So are we talking about more laptops in the hands of First Nations students, and so they can operate from home if they need to, or just have it at their fingertips? It is the 21st century. It is a major tool, and we need to step up, don't you feel?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the hardware requirements, so laptops, tablets, those types of things to be able to do the work that's needed, writing reports and so forth, like word processing, all the other software that you need to be engaged in education properly. There's also sort of the cost implications as well. So we know that there's increases in the cost, there's a big disparity in the cost because of the access being through mobile phones quite often. It's prepaid, it costs a lot more for the data, you get limited data, it's unstable. And so there's a big cost disparities, and that's getting wider. So that's something that also needs to be addressed as well.
So in your report, this has come to the surface, so to speak. Where do you take this information, Doctor? Who do you talk to? Education Minister? I mean, where do we go from here with this report so we can, fill the gap, close the gap?
So we've had a national forum on digital inclusion, First Nations digital inclusion, up Lismore last month. There was some national conversation. Pat Turner from the Coalition of Peaks was there and talking about a new target around, which was one of our recommendations around digital inclusion for First Nations people. So that's an extremely positive progression. There's also going to be the National Indigenous Agency, Indigenous Australian Agency is also developing a digital inclusion plan, which is going to be launched later in the year. So there is some moves afoot now. So that there seems to be to have had some influence, we believe, the report.
Yes.
But there's still work to be done in terms of the logistics of how this actually happens. So we do talk to government, it's public and private sector though, we believe. So players like Telstra and other main providers are also part of the solution.
And to help echo that statement, here we are yarning on First Nation Media National Program. So there it is. That's another, string to the bow. We need to get it together and work in regard to a future for our First Nation students.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's amazing the work you do as well to sort of amplify these voices.
Exactly. Dr. Scott, thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you, your team, your family. Stay safe and we'll yarn soon.
Cheers, bro. Okay.
Bye-bye. A daily yarn, very important yarn. Dr. Scott Winch there, Senior Policy Advisor at World Vision Australia, and a cultural immersion, the latest push to improve awareness of Indigenous lives and history. Indigenous pupils face a digital divide in regard to the pandemic and COVID-19. It's virtually, widened that gap, and we need to close the gap. A lot of our First Nation students are behind regarding Australian literacy and numeracy, the report has it's published that we need to act now, so the future, we're moving ahead, and get the so-called laptops, the tools, the devices, iPads in the hands of our students so they don't get left behind in regard to their education. Have your say, Yarnum Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Yarnum with the Bally One, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. That daily number again, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And all your keyboard warriors, Facebook page, BBM 987 FM. To Deadly Mob, Yarn Up Strong. Let's go to Let's Change the World, Alicia Powell. Deadly title.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk flag, your big yarning shirt, BBM 98.7. I
remember the day. A very good morning. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Give me a call, have a yarn, you mob, too deadly. We're going to catch up and have a yarn there with some beautiful young sisters here, who Navy personnel. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Brianna Jacobs-Rochford. And also she's got Monifa Siki's come to join us, and they brought bodyguard commander Mark Tandy. A very good morning to you all. How are you all?
Good morning, Trevor. Very good, thanks.
Yeah, good, good, good. Girls?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Thank you.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. Start with you, Brianna Jacobs-Rochford. Who your mob, where you from?
I'm from Toowoomba, born and bred, and my mob is from southwest Queensland, Quilpie. Belong to the Mudigan tribe.
All right, beautiful. Deadly footprint there. And Monifa Siki, who your mob, where you from?
I'm from Horn Island in the Torres Straits.
Yes.
Although my family come from St. Paul's Village on Moa Island, Wagadagam tribe.
All right, beautiful. Put that microphone a little bit closer there to your sister so we can hear you in yarn there. And like I said, bodyguard commander Mark Tandy. Mark, where do you stem from, my friend?
I actually come from Tennant Creek, so I'm non-Indigenous.
Oh, NT boy.
Yeah, non-Indigenous.
We claim you, brother. We claim you. Looking after our sisters here, we claim you.
The Warramungu people is the people of the Tennant Creek, so I went to school there and grew up with a lot of the Aboriginal kids at my age at that particular time.
Tennant Creek, and you're in the Navy. How long have you been in the Navy?
Just coming up to 39 years.
Because there's no ocean water there at Tennant Creek, you know that, eh?
That's right.
I just thought I'd point that out, brother. Fantastic. Let's start with Brianna. Brianna, how long you been in the Navy, sister?
I've been serving in the Navy now for 5 years.
5 years. And what's your role? What work do you do in the Navy?
I'm a combat systems operator specialised in air warfare.
Specialised in
air warfare.
Air warfare.
Yeah.
I respect my body. That scares me just to say those words. I'm looking at you've got a bit of passion regarding photography, because I'm looking at your video here playing here next to me. Beautiful shots. So tell us about your interest in photography, because if Navy don't work out in warfare, you could do something like this. I think it's easier on the heart and on the pressure. Yeah.
I grew up surrounded by a photography type hobby. So when I joined the Navy, I found it interesting to capture a different side. A side of things. And then when I joined the program, I thought it'd be a good platform to capture some of our young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that are coming through.
Yeah, fantastic. Beautiful shots here. And to our listeners out there, check out our Facebook page, BBM 987 FM. You can check out some beautiful shots that Brianna has done. Over to you, Monifa. Monifa Siki, your job, what do you do in the Navy?
Also a combat system operator, but I specialise in undersea warfare.
Undersea warfare, so yeah. We're talking submarines. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
They go deep, sister.
They go very deep.
Very deep. Far out, you know. And I'm here talking on a microphone, and that's what I do on radio. And you mob there, warfare. Like I said, too deadly. My hat's off to you both. So, fantastic career path, yes?
Yeah. I'd say so. It's definitely an experience.
Sure.
Definitely a different job role being up in Cairns now. We're away from that environment of warfare, a lot of training and all that.
Sure.
Kind of stuff.
Okay. So, have you been posted to War Girls?
Just been posted on board ships.
Yes.
Yeah, conducting deployments overseas.
Okay. Right, fantastic. And so what's the end result? Looking at you, Brianna, what's the end result? How long are you looking at being in the Navy for? Have you got a exit plan, strategy plan, or this is your career path for life?
When I joined the Navy, it was just a way to get out of Toowoomba and look into a bit more long-term career option. The Navy's given me an opportunity to travel the world, which I really wanted to do as well. So I've accomplished that whilst being in the Navy.
Good.
At the moment, I'm looking at discharging and I want to join the Queensland Police.
Oh, Queensland Police. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at the moment.
So, Commander Mark Tandy, we don't want to lose our soldiers to the police force. You probably need to step up there, brother.
Well, there's certainly opportunity for Brianna to still keep connected to the Navy, because we also have part-time workforce as well that support us.
Okay.
And we have a number of members that support our program, the Navy Indigenous Development Program. So we have part-time members that provide 24-hour coverage for our recruits and our students that we have within the program. So there's opportunity for Brianna to still keep connected to the Navy, even though she may choose to go on and do some other exciting things with her life.
Yeah, fantastic. And what about you, Monifa? What's your vision for your career path, your future?
I definitely want to stay in the Navy for a few more years, get more experience out of it, maybe travel, do a bit more travelling.
Yes.
But eventually I see myself moving back to the Straits.
Yes.
Going back, just...
Working with your mob up at home.
But
yeah, fantastic.
Definitely a few more years.
Yeah, beautiful. And that's great to see as well. You know, when you look at mob who, sometimes we have to leave our home to go and chase our career, so to speak. But then after doing that, you're coming back to home. Well, you're bringing that professionalism back to your home community, you know what I mean? And help our mob rise, like I said, in the 21st century, you know? And I think the forces are a fantastic vehicle we can use in regarding our career path. So that would be a recommendation you say to mob out there who are listening, young brothers and sisters out there who are at school or driving in the car, listening to radio, Bummer Bit Remedy, BBM, National Talk Black, and we're talking about Navy personnel. You can recommend like being in the forces as a career path, girls?
Yeah, definitely. It's a good opportunity for personal and professional development, and you can take different skill sets that you wouldn't necessarily develop in a civilian job. You can take it from a military perspective and put take those skills and put it into a more civilian career afterwards.
Exactly. So heads up there to you beautiful sisters, we're pushing as well in very important that girls can do anything. And here we have two fantastic sisters in the Navy personnel working with warfare, you know. Girls can do anything and rise into the top, and we need more black successes but also more women successes. And I think you would agree, Commander Mark Tandy, and the roles that these girls are playing and becoming ambassadors for the Navy, but for women, yep.
Yeah, absolutely, Trevor, and it's really important, particularly with Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander sailors, men and women, to have role models. And what Brianna and Monifa actually bring is actually being role models. And, you know, at the moment, as an example, we've got 17 recruits on our current Navy Indigenous Development Program.
Yep.
And we have a number of women on that program, and both Monifa and Brianna provide great support to them, but more importantly, to be role models, because that's what young people do need. They need role models to guide them and show them, you know, the direction and opportunities that they can succeed in with effort and hard work.
Yeah, fantastic. Our girls have been in the Navy 5-6 years, you know. You must feel the same way when you come across a black face in the Navy. You know, like we as black people, we look for our mob and we feel that comfort and that assurance that, yes, you're on a good path and we're here to support you. Let's do it together. I mean, you find that, yep?
Yeah, definitely, especially when we're posted to platforms and there's another black fella on board,
yes.
You really feel at home, especially when away from Australia.
Exactly. Yeah. You feel the same way, Monifa? Oh,
definitely. Like, you see that person, you connect straight away.
Mm-hmm.
But most likely you guys would have acquaintances or mutual friends and you guys relate on that because everybody knows each other.
Exactly. And what about families? I mean, your family must be feeling so proud. Have you got younger brothers and sisters? And what's their thoughts and what's mum and dad's thoughts in regard to your career path?
At first, mum and dad were a bit shocked. Being an 18-year-old and wanting to go away and join, the Navy.
Yes.
I'm sure it's scary for parents out there. But, having them come to my march out graduation from recruit school, it was definitely an eye opener, and I've never seen my dad cry until then. So
you think he's a tough man,
yeah.
That was crying. What's his daughter there in uniform? So what about younger brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I'm one of seven, so I've got three younger and three older.
There you go.
And yeah, definitely proud of me.
Yeah, well, the older brothers and sisters don't want to mess with you then.
Yeah, it's been good to be a role model for my younger siblings as well.
Good, fantastic, yeah. Monifa.
Family's definitely proud. I have a few family members who have approached me. They want to join our
good.
Heaps of cousins.
Follow your footsteps.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. You just think, well,
hey, you're just doing your job.
Yeah,
get your pay packet and pay for the bills. That's all.
Yeah, but I definitely encourage them to join up. They're all good. Proud. I'm proud when they come to me and ask for advice good. And all that. But.
Fantastic. Hey, look, beautiful chatting with you both. Thank you very much. Congratulations. 5-6 years. You're way past the so-called apprenticeship. You are Navy personnel, black women at that, and the future looks good and the country looks safe, yes?
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. And Commander Mark Tendy, thank you very much for bringing these sisters in. All the best, and I think it's a fantastic program. To all our young brothers and sisters out there who are thinking of joining Navy Indigenous Development Program, how do they go about it, please, Mark?
So probably the best way to do it would be ring the Defence Hotline, 13 19 01, or they can check out the Defence Force recruiting webpage.
Mm-hmm.
We do have recruiting centres all around Australia in different locations, and they do have Indigenous recruiters now embedded within a lot of those centres. So I'd encourage people, if they are interested and they want to find out some more details, just to pop into one of the recruiting centres or give that telephone number a call, 13 19 01. Or jump onto the Defence Force recruiting webpage.
All
you
right.
Can also get onto YouTube as well, if anybody's got access out
sure,
there.
Sure, yes.
If you just type in Navy Indigenous Development Program in YouTube, it'll provide a number of videos. One of them that you've just been watching on the side there, Trevor, is one of our graduation parades that happened early last year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some other Defence Force recruiting material on YouTube as well, which might be quite useful for people to have a look at and get a feel for what the program offers.
Exactly. Fantastic. Well, thank you all so very much. Look, all the best. Keep smiling. Keep in touch. And we'll yarn soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Trevor.
To Delhi, beautiful yarn there with the girls and guys from the Navy personnel, Commander Mark Tandy, and had Brianna Jacobs Rochford and also Monifa Siki. And look, represent, leading from the front, and to Delhi. So you've more looking at a career path, check out Navy, check it out, YouTube, find the information out, look before you leap, but you can sign up and have a run and test it. I think there's a 5-month program for first trial, and then you'll be able to decide yay or nay on the situation. But it's about making a decision. Happiness and success is just a decision away. Make the decision. They say sitting on the fence doesn't matter which side of the fence you get off, as long as you get off. So get off and get on with it. Too deadly. Stay tuned. National Talk Back, 1-800-422-416.
It must have fallen out of from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors. Their fathers before them, but though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. 'Cause we're
one generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior. Ooh, yes,
that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from
ooh,
a warrior,
yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity, our spirit lives on and on.
Nation beat, got a rubber-dub style.
Island warrior, but plan all wild. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. Go make you jump, kakar, now you get him. To kick a rugger in a natty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All some clear, I'm the warrior, but me plan no while.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior. Ooh, yes.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Ooh, yeah, yes, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors. Their fathers before them. But though we're not civilized, our hearts are not far from them.
We're one generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
Hey, what you doing, your mom? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Boys, time you stop long while I'm here blow you. Now you miss them true. Try and play me this last song, yeah. Talk me more, talk me more, Harim, Harim.
Now you say the same life for me. Miss on the solemn thing, think time me round one time all mangia. Long one name na me, busy low you all say. Miss on the like him, look him, you long one rabuta away. Maskilo one name up, where miss on the stop. Kind, kind, good for the memory, blow you by come up, yes. Me all same canoe, na you, you all same saman. Me no things suppose me turn him head by you na piaman. Mary Leva. be missing you, Turu.
We shall be missing you.
Ami, wari, wari, tu mas.
We shall be wari, we shall be wari.
No fella time, me no kissing one fella letter.
No kissing letter.
By me making one M now, suppose you lose me by me and I
no
get
lost.
Save ting ting tu mas lo you mi to call send me by come back na dispelato ki tu rumi rasta mangi di long ti engine mi stop in a long time by me come na look him you long up oh no could you dig loose long me Mary yeah oh no could you dig loose long me Mary yeah. Missing you to room. Nami, wari, wari, to mas lo you. Long pela time, me no kissing one pela letter. By me making one M now, suppose you losing me by me and I'll get that.
Thinking about you, girl, because I'm so far away from you. Wanting you to know that this love for you is always true. Not a day goes by that I don't see you in my eye, but I try to carry on, my God, so lonely I could die. And my heart feeling the sparks that you be giving me. Why we in two different places, girl, you know it's insanity. The man in me is what I gotta find to carry on. This song is what I'm sending to you, girl, it's been so long.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to tell you, Mob, that number again is 1-800-422-416. If you want to have your say, Jan Upstrong here on National Talk Black. Jan with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Once again, big shout out to Simon Mob there up in Torres Straits, who tuned into the Deadly program. And look, a Deadly Black Network we got here with our First Nation radio stations across this country. So, like, acknowledge all our beautiful radio stations. A voice for our people, yarning up strong here on air and delivering all our stories, all our yarns, and all our communications. So, yeah, tune in to your daily program. You can have your say here on National Talkback 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother at 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. So, yarning up strong here. 1 hour program, National Talk Black, and we go, like I said, across the nation thanks to NERS, and a fantastic tool. So, do utilize it and yarn up strong, add to your conversations to what's happening with First Nation people in the 21st century. We're alive and kicking well, and we ain't going nowhere. 60,000 years and still strong. Here's Mile at Home, Christian Anu. Big shout out, my sister. Hope you're well.
See you.
Beautiful track there. Pristina Anu, Mile and Home here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And your daily show here is National Talk Black. So voice for our people, do add to the conversation and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, so the road show is still rolling strong. That's back to the fire. That's the CASANAM conference, and the CASANAM is Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives. And national conference had opened up here in Cairns back in April, and they're going around the country, 10 different conferences, and they were up in Darwin and Larrakia country. Well, they're down there, Tasmania, and we're going to catch up and have a yarn there with Teresa Sanity, Palawakani language speaker and senior Indigenous scholar at UTAS, that's University of Tasmania, on the line. My sister, very good morning. How are you, Teresa?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, just let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So I'm a Pukana woman. I'm a Tasmanian Aboriginal woman, and I'm Minakani Nina Tu from Nipaluna Lutuweta T. So I'm talking to you from Nipaluna, which is the proper name for Hobart, yes. In Lutuweta in Tasmania.
Beautiful. Language is strong there, my sister. Beautiful to see.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
So you're one of the keynote speakers at the CASANAM conference. Look, at a fantastic organisation, CASANAM, and supporting our First Nation nurses and midwives. And you're going to be pretty excited to be a part of that fantastic group of people there.
Absolutely. It's been interesting so far. But to be able to talk about the language work that we're doing here in Lutuweta as part of an organisation, a community organisation, the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, is, so integral as language is to our health and wellbeing. And so... it's great to be able to make that connection with regard to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from around the country,
yes.
That are all doing this work that's so important to our communities around the country.
I think it's a nice connection. When we're talking about our beautiful First Nation nurses and midwives who are bringing Pikininis to the world, then having language front and centre in regard to their progress in life and their future, culture is very important for our people to have a bright future, yes?
Definitely. Here in Lutuweta, we started our language revival journey back in the early 1990s, and we began with the young ones, with Pukata, with our babies, and Luutna, so with our babies and our toddlers, in providing access to them hearing language around them as much as possible. And now, some 20-something years later, we have a couple of generations of those young people who have had access to language, who speak language, and some of those young people have had their own young people, and so it's just in a few short years, really, yes. In the scheme of things, our communities going ahead in leaps and bounds in terms of Palawakani and language acquisition and the sorts of things that we're able to do, write songs and poems and do Welcome's Country, pulling in a Mila Dina Tu, write books.
Exactly. Look, it's powerful regarding language, communication, and keeping our culture alive. How are we sitting in Tasmania regarding the education curriculum? Are we in schools yet?
We're not in schools yet because our community down here way back at the beginning, decided that we wanted to re-familiarise ourselves with our own language first. And so to that end, we said, you know, we want to keep our language within our community.
Okay.
We don't want it taught in mainstream schools at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is back, you know, way back when. But now, you know, with the languages framework that's part of the curriculum, you know, there is an opportunity to share more wider or more widely our language. But it, you know, it's got to be at our, it's got to be when we need to set the pace for that.
Yeah.
We're actually, you know, been talking statewide at meetings about that very issue. You know, do we want to share more widely our language?
Yeah.
What does that mean for our community? Who will we allow to teach? Because, you know, for me, it's got to be one of us.
Of course.
No matter, you know, we've got to teach our own language ourselves. And,
well, Teresa, we're talking control. We're in control. We're in the driver's seat, and it's belongs to us, and we will decide when and where and who. Yes.
And that is the, you know, that is what our, you know, those, I suppose, language use protocols, if you like, that the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre developed in collaboration with the community, you know, that was the bottom line, is that it's our language.
Yes.
You know, we will share when and if we choose to, and you know, we need to be able to take, you know, control of that. And so dual naming is a fantastic place to start, and we did start with the dual naming, and now, you know, we're sharing so much more of our language in different, you know, across lots of places. We did the Nightingale film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our language is spoken by the Aboriginal actors in that film. We've done a couple of episodes of Little Jane Big Cuz in Palawakani.
Yes.
And so, you know, a lot of our young people who have been part of the Aboriginal youth programs of the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre auditioned and got those parts, and, you know, so they're actors now doing the voiceovers, and, you know, how deadly is that?
Exactly, exactly. And like I said, our language is sacred to us, and we're not just throwing out there willy-nilly is what I'm picking up,
that's
Teresa.
Right.
And it's all with respect, and also thinking of our elders and, of course, our ancestors who are looking down on us, yes?
Absolutely, and we're honouring those old fellows when we speak our language, and we're honouring those old fellows and our country, you know, when we say those place words out loud, when we're able to say the proper, you know, we use the proper words for places.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're honouring all those old fellows that have come before us, and we're, you know, on into the future. So, most important.
You're working in a beautiful space and a sacred space, and working with your mob there, Teresa. Thank you very much for sharing, my sister. Enjoy the rest of the conference at CASNAM conference, the national conference down there at Tasmania. And thank you for sharing. All the best, and we'll yarn soon, my sister. Beautiful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn. Teresa Sanity, her name is, a Palawakani language speaker and senior Indigenous scholar at UTAS, that's University of Tasmania. And look, a language is sacred and precious. And as she stated, we will share it with whoever we want, when we want, and where we want. But we're in control, is what she's saying there. You Mob 2 Delhi, thank you for tuning in your daily program, National Talk Black. Murray here going to sign off. And thank you for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. And that Delhi number here for National Talk Black is 1-800-422-416. I'm Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and my family, one-year Gungalita, dad's side, up there at Dumaji and Moonton Island, and my mother with me in spirit is Darnley Island Arab. And big shout-out to my family up there, Sailor Pit Mob, and a big shout-out to the Torres Strait Island Mob who tuned in today. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, more importantly, stay safe. We are still in pandemic. Abide by the rules. Do what you need to do to keep safe, your mob. To Delhi, one love.